إلا ذراع فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة. Because they mention some that we have read the hadith of Abu Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه contains. From that is what the hadith itself begins with. The Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام that إن أحدكم يجمع خلقه في بطن أمه. That each of you, all of you, your creation is brought about, your existence is brought about in the womb of your mother. The first, or from the first implication of this statement is that the mother of a child is the one who carries the child in the womb. He says, "Inna ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu," is fatala, give birth to the child in the deen, and not, or the one who gave birth to the child. So the one who sustained that pregnancy, not the original owner of it, but she sustained the pregnancy, she's referred surrogate mother of the child. So the question that then is, who is the mother as far as the Sharia is concerned? This hadith makes us understand that the one who pregnancy is the mother. But we'll come back to Allah, the issue again. We'll mention what the scholars have meant left and right. There are verses of the Quran in Ketsu to the matter of surrogate motherhood, mention it in short. So this hadith mentions that there is a fusion of the male and the female nutfa. We mentioned that each of them are to us nutfa. For the male, nutfa of the female. It is possible that from modern science that the fusion takes place inside, the fusion takes place outside the woman. The fusion takes place by the removal egg of a woman and the semen of a man. Because in some cases, the semen, the sperms are weak. As many as they, we tend to say that 100 million succeed at the, or in every ejaculation. So if about million cells are sperm cells are, but could still not be, don't forget, despite that, it is possibly said some of that destroyed right female gun from the edge of, they also secrete chemicals, some of which destroy these sperm from men. And with that makes for cases, reduce the number of cells that are able to swim to the tube in which the of the woman is, from which it's down, because it's also in, we described that week. So some of these 400 million or so thereabouts are destroyed right from the sex organ of the woman. They are destroyed right from the vagina of the woman. The chemicals that destroy them are active from the sexual organ of the woman more than if ordinary thread becomes destroyed. Do you understand? If 10% that is destroyed from the chemicals that are in, but because she has hyperactive, sensitive, very destructive chemicals, maybe she destroys 50%. It increases the ability of those cells to swim. The probability of success at fusion reduces. So reduces the probability that that egg is coming down in the fallopian of the woman will be fertilized by the egg. The chances are of the cells are already the first possibilities, but just bring the meanings closer to us, inshallah. So the first ability is that the cells themselves are weak. In some cases, they are less than ability. This is mentioned. If ordinarily they are, people should have 400 million in the ejaculate, we have 100 million. You know, from this 100 million, 60% are destroyed before they go in the woman. It further reduces chances of fertilization. And then the cells themselves weak, they can't even swim. Some are weaker, weak, far weak, can't swim. They can't even move at all. They are just trying to move. Rather than being the strong, tile kind of thing that is not with other kind of people. There are so many reasons why it is possible that the sperm cells of men cannot ordinarily fertilize the, from the woman. And in some cases, it may be due to contraction that is restricted in the fallopian of the woman. Because the fallopian took the egg from the womb, like down it, sperm cells move it. So if the tube, if the egg will not be able to move, it's moving with difficulty. And perhaps because they are destroyed in the process. So some, we are just trying to say there are some things that makes what we refer to as natural fusion or natural fertilization to between these two cells. So it's this yujma'u khalquhu, Allah from His Subhanahu wa Ta'ala can still make it deep, even when at that Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah thinks about children he wills, despite those incapabilities, from his power and mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But times people make efforts and they are able, such that the situation requires that the sperm cells of the men, of man, they are alerted. So the science has gone down. So to let the sperm of the man, to let that of the woman, can create a environment where the fertilization is brought about, can make some surgery and other mechanics, and they can make the still occur fallopian tube. The tube itself is expansive enough, but the problem is sperm cells, they can move. So those people ability to say yes, they can still come, but we can be sperm cells to come if the cells are not strong enough. So make the sperm cells too. So if they make the sperm cells to go and there is fertilization occurring in the tube, this one is internal insemination, artificial insemination. So it is called internal because the insertion, the fertilization occurred inside the woman. But when the sperm cells are strong enough, or the case where the fallopian is constricted and the ant move, they separate the grass from its place of handle, oval, is it? So they move the egg from there and they get the sperm cells of the woman, the man, they are active. So they get them out of the man or outside and they fly it outside, called external artificial insemination. That's because they are not cryptic. Really that occurs, understand? So that's artificial. So artificial can be either internal or they could be external. So this is the situation. So in circumstance will be permissible in the sharia. Is it ordinary permissible? Have the scholars know of, because sometimes you insult the ulama. They say ulama like Faisal. They say those ulama, Abdullah Faisal, Jamaican. They say those, they don't learn science. They don't know modern stuff because of their ignorance of knowledge and erudition of the scholars. Rahimahumullah. So they think that the scholars know some things because their own ignorance, that the scholars know, they have ruled on it, they don't know what the scholars. So from questions were asked, and to read to us is a nation that I have given. I have read 20% from English sources. Most of it were from Arabic, what I've been describing. So scholars were asked. They say, "Ma huwa talqih al-sana'i wa ma hi aqsamuhu?" Talqih al-sana'i is artificial insemination. Talqih, to something into something, to fuse something, two things. Al-sana'i is artificial, it is not original. So they are asking the ulama, "Ma huwa talqih al-sana'i?" What is it? It is artificial insemination. I see the Americans. So, and they are saying, "Aqsamuhu," and how, what number, what stages? If we are not the studies, if you can ask me, please, my a teacher is asking me, go and ask Dr. Do you understand? They say that artificial insertion, huwa kullu tatin aw suratin timu fiha talqihul jab de ghayr al-iqal al-jinsi al-tabi'i. This is kullu tariqatin, every. They've not said it. Every means, our surah in the yetimu fiha at-talqihu al-injab, that can bring about talqihu al-infusing zygote, infusing, bringing a zygote, bringing up the fusion between the male sex and the female sex. They say, bighayri ittisal al-jinsi, with the natural being together, man and the woman. Ordinary, you know, existing a man comes to man and they say ordinarily to you, aside any other way, any other manner that think about this, it is called artificial insemination. They say baina rajul, between a man and his wife. They say aw hu istidkhal mani rahmal mar'i biduni jima. They say in another definition, it is insert sex cells of men in the woman without conjugal relations. How is that? They say yan qasmu ila tayn. They said it's divided into two parts. So they say at-talqud dakhili. They said insemination, that is what? Dakhili, internal insemination. But the second one is at-talqihu al-sana'i al-khariji. The second one is artificial insemination, that is what? Khariji, outage, external. The amal awal, we do not need to go into the explanation they are giving here, explanation we had given before. Like I said, I brought this fatwa so that it will not be as if they don't mind and they don't know, just talking, they know what they're about. Wallahi, if you read the details, they are still there about 8 ways these things come up. And they mention all the ones that they mentioned. We try to mention some of them as much as time would be. So these things started to happen in 1978, as the encyclopedia says. 1978, there was a first suck of AIDS from Fatwa's test tubes. The issue of using those ones that are referred as external, they take place in some artificial environment. And that's some of the scientists say that it is wrong to call them test tubes because they are not even bad. The fusion only brought about in environments outside the womb, not necessarily the pregnancy led all through in the test tube, because test tubes actually do not stay in the pregnancy. All what happens during the use of pregnancy can't take place in the peg. So after diffusion, they have to return the zygote into the womb of a will come, inshallah. So this is a connection between artificial insemination, surrogate motherhood, and the issues of a test tube baby. Question here, scholars was asked, ma hukmu shaki hadhi, the ruling of this artificial insemination in the shaykh, this is ruling. So that ja'a fil islami wa adatuhu, a book referred to as Kikul Islami wa illatuhu, that atal khusana'i, the artificial insemination, is idkhalu al-mani rahma al-mar'ati biduni, it is inserting the male sperm cells to the woman without congelations. It says, فَإِذَا كَانَ الرَّجُلُ, if it is the sex cells of the man, زَوْجَتِهِ, into his wife, meaning and the egg of the woman's wife, بَذَا شَرَعَ, say this one is permissible sharia. There is لَا مَحْضُورَ فِيهِ, so there is nothing that prevents, and it does not appear to pose any danger. It does not appear to pose any, there is nothing, it's just something ordinarily. She has an in or he has ability. It is being correct. So ordinarily, man and his wife, we can't sense anger. So it means with jaza is permissive for those who like to do it. Say bal yundabu is a kind of nakamani on jariyun min a soil agency. Say even say it is recommended and suffragate, if a difficulty that will prevent ordinarily a fusion of the sex cells of the man and his wife. Under these words, the man and his wife. The issue is, there are what they refer to as semen banks. Yes, they call the semen of any kind of human beings. They call them together. And anyone who has such problems, fallopian tubes and all these kind of, or a man who has used any two to the stomach of. So this one is a sharia. It only be permissible because the man and his wife, describing regarding forms of insemination between a man and his wife. Of course, between a man and his wife, considered zina. We'll come back to that. It says, "Iza kana bima'i." It says, "Amma iza kana bima'i rajulin ajnabiyyin 'anil mar'ati bainahuma fa huwa haram." But if it is between a man, the cells of a man, and another woman, in between the both of whom there is no match, then this one is treated li'annahu bima'na zina, because it has the implications of zina. Alladhi huwa ilqa'u rajulin fi rahmi ra'atin laysa ma zawjiyyah. The zina is that a man brings his own semen into a woman when there's no marriage between the two of them. It occurs between a man other than his wife, zina, or a woman. But when it occurs between and his wife, ordinarily it is. And when there are actions leading them, it is also recommended in that case. Allahu alam. But eight, like I said, forms scholars have mentioned. This fatwa is very good. But we have other matters too. We like to also discuss issues of abu. We like to discuss issues of child being deformed in the womb and formed from scanning and other sick tests that the child deformed. What does the sharia say about all this? And we hope to talk these issues one after the other. The first form that the scholars mentioned from eight forms that occur is the fact that the sex cell of a woman, of a man, the sex cell of a man comes to a woman that is not his. Then when the zygote is gotten ready, it is put his own wife. If he has a wife, cannot produce egg. So they get the another woman, ties with sperm cells of the husband, and then implant into his own wife, cannot produce eggs. You understand? So the fusion is between the sperm to a man and after woman. And look at, we have said that is the surah of what?
No.
After the second one, it occurs between, is something similar to the first one. In any case, a case where it's not between two egg cells, the two cells of the man and wife. Don't for insemination, the basic rule regarding these issues of insemination. In fact, there's a fact, one of the scholars was asked that one has two wives, one of the wives produce eggs, the other produce eggs. Can we, the egg, let's say the first wife can produce eggs. Can we get the egg first wife, plant it with the semen, and then fertilize it with the semen of the husband, and then implant into the womb of the second woman who has problems with egg production or something like that, such that can't have her egg fertilized? Can we do that? Scholars say yes, we can't. It's part of assist the woman, it's part of giving joy to the family, and they give. But what is fertility is, and where matter goes back, becomes the mother. So what we mentioned that about the mother of the child, because when the egg is semen, genetic properties are exchanged between sex cells. Genetic properties are not brought up because a stays in the womb of the man. The end of genetic properties about we see it, that the semen, the sex cell of the man carries like an atomic bomb on it, so it transfers into that of the woman and makes all kinds of differences and commences. So who has the mother? Who has the child in between two of them? Somebody has egg? Worked with that evening. So all these forms, they are not miscible. There was form that the scholars permitted, and this is this one that, you know, it also takes between a man and his wife. The problem is, it was entered into man. But because the woman is also wife, so but Ishan came from the who claims, that's also the issue of motherhood. The second one into whom the egg was implanted is surrogate mother. So who owns the child? I think these are basic rules. But if we go ahead, let's mention some of the conditions that have been generally on the possibility of this artificial insemination of husbands and wives. They set a kuna zauji to qa'ima. Marriage must be established between a man and a woman before they can do that. Second condition, ay kuna zalika bi zaujain. That must be, the activity must be done with the permission and the prayer of the two people in marriage, the man and his wife. They must agree. The third condition, ya amanu an man ikhtilaf sabi bi wujud manat wa adam ismali ghayra zawj. They are most amnu likht. We must be sure to answer that the procedure does not bring mix up of genealogy, which is what the surrogate will bring about. Do you understand? It will bring about mix up of genealogy. Someone gives birth to another child, someone is having the genetic property. So the process must not be something that makes it. Or in the West world where people don't, they just get the cell of any man, put it there. The both them came, but they don't because they want the money. Because these procedures are expensive. So they want the money, purely economic. So you get the money. So it must take place in purely a farm where a mix up of geology is feared or actualized. We must be sure that genealogy will not mix in the process. That is a male rauj, or rahmi rauja, or a situation where the egg, another woman, like we said, they could harm cells of another woman, and they also use the egg of another woman other than his wife. So we must avoid all those things. See, Jamie, roughly, this must be assured in every of the inseminate. For example, they inseminate between husband and wife A, fools between their cells, and then between sex cells of husband and wife B. In the end, they implant the egg of husband and wife B in wife A, and implant cross-section like that. So all of this must be avoided. We must be sure this. And that's why the fourth condition that an yakuma bihal amaliya lajnatun bibiyatun mufuqatun iliyan wadi. Don't take care of activity. They are firstly large group of medical mufuqatun, dead people. Iliyan, we trust edge of quacks. No. So not quacks, wadi, and not people without deen. This one is difficult. But you can't now in the Arab world. In the Arab world, you can have mashallah who you can trust. But in Europe, Allah was with them because of the kufur. When in cases you can them trustworthy, like Allah said about, but most of them wakafir minhum fasiqun. The most common us, the most common among them is fisk. They can sell anything for anything, just pay the money. So they must be people said it with regard to knowledge they need ploy to that job, and they must be trusted in terms of their deen, markazin, kumi. It must take place in government place, because in most of the slim world it's difficult for any doctor to just and start doing anything he likes. It's difficult. But in places where governments them are do who will establish the quacks doctor who don't and a man are the ones who will, don't do it there. The way on the issue is get trusted people in the deen and in the knowledge of medical practice to do the all mu'assasat miyatin ghayru tijari, or established institution that is not business. Ghayru tijari is not just a venture that business we are doing here. It is what pays us as we go ahead with. No issues of abortion. This is one of that has affected it. Most people who set up clinics don't make money. They can kill as many lives as possible. We'll come back to that in Allah. So we said in surrogate motherhood, the scholars say that people, somebody who said Tur Muhammad Abbas, is he wrote that he's in a Magad, is Islamic University in Azhar University in, they have a magazine, scholars and make contribution on it. So he said that Annal Buyayda, here Aslu Janin, he is arguing that the woman who has the egg should have the child, because it is the egg that forms basis for the understand. He said, "Tamilu fati kulli mal um wal ab." This egg and the sperm cell, the both of them carry all the genetic properties from the man and the woman. That talqih, and even after the insemination, the properties are within the egg and the semen. He said, "Fahiya izan ubiniyati wa takwinihi." Portion of his upbringing, together of his coming together, the egg and his sperm. He says, "Kalbavra lin nabat wa rahm." He says, "Kalbavra lin nabat." He said, just like the seed. If you put a seed into the ground, into the earth for cultivation, it grows and forms the baby. So when you the egg, it is the it forms all what you see that you refer to. Human being. He says, "Warahmu lev takbiluha kalab." He said, "The stone of the earth, ali tuda'u fiha zratu, in which this is placed, tabduha bihi in gaza'i." It sustains it, the earth sustains it. But the is that actually comes from. He says, "Fakayfa alaqatu buyaydati bil jan." Going to cut off the relationship between the owner of the egg and the fetus. He says, now the child belongs to the person carried the womb rather than the person created the. Do we understand? So his own argument is purely on that. Arguments are stronger. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Suratul Mudallal, Allah said, "In ummatuhum illa Allahi waladinuhum." In ummatuhum illa Allahi, the mother, their mothers are those birth to them. Allah said, "The mothers who gave birth to them." Else in the Quran, Allah says, "Hamalatumuhu wahnan al wahn." His mother gave to him, so one here, give him birth, brings about more. He said, "Wahnan," from the people carrying the pregnant. Another he said in Exodus, he said, "Hamalat ummuhu kur." The woman, hamalathu, the one who carried in the womb, did that with difficulty. So it means who carried the child in the womb is the one from this verse of Quran. And like we said at the beginning, this hadith itself, by saying, "Ya ahadakum yujmal kuhu fi bani ummihi," indicates that who carries the pregnancy is the mother, by the text of the Quran. So that's how you, that thing, that is like the putting, it will not le'annahu juzu al-kiyasu, that is text of the Quran. No. As to say, oh, we put, Allah says, "In my heart to whom, lallahi walad, umuhu kurha, hamalatu, carry the pregnancy." So in cases people have gone ahead, what they refer to as surrogate mother, in a man and wife, do we understand? If it's a certain manner who between man and other than his wife, that one is a permissible. Surrogate motherhood is also possible between a man and his wife. When it comes to a man and his wife, its impossibility will stem from the problem of the mother identification. So it means that if you want to say, no, the mother belongs to the one who donated, motherhood belongs to the one who donated the egg, you're mixing up lineage, Sharia. Sharia prohibits that. That will make surrogate motherhood generally prohibited. One is basically prohibited, the other one is prohibited as a result of a second matter. It is clear. Allah. This issue of motherhood of yes, the scholars were, let's assume that it's no, you know, zina is haram, but zina is haram, difficult, especially in events like this. It's difficult to don't know that zina is haram, they know, but they go ahead. Tajaswa, out of useless boldness, it downs Allah. People know that by haram, but they do it. They go and be working in bank. They even name Kriya Abdua Banki. They name calves, they meet in the bank. You are. So people Allah's rulings, but go ahead and turn it until the day of Qiyamah, we shall. May Allah make people easily from this. And may Allah make us any need to have to do with the banks. Liman yunsadu fi hadhihi al-hal. He goes ahead to make out suit actually with other than his or even his wife. Who are we going to affiliate the child? Say, إذا كانت هذه المرأة التي لكحت بهذا الماء غير متزوجة فالولد ينسب إليها كولد الزنا. If the woman that was used as the carrier pregnancy surrogate is in that does not have husband, فالولد ينسب إليها, the child will be bearing her name كولد الزنا. Just like a child that is out of a wedlock. So a woman, a girl that's not married, say, me, I'll use her. She carried the pregnancy and gave birth to it. The child, if it is Zainab, child will be a, if the child's name is Ahmad, the child will be a Zainab. The child will be affiliated to her, not to the man. It says, wala yu ya sahib al ma, child will not be affiliated to the one who male sex self. Li'ahu hadrun. His sex self, his fluid was a wasted one. Wasted the fluid. What is a kanat sojatun? But if that one is the wife of another man, any other woman, is not a married woman, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has the hilfiyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has decided this affair, the calling alayhi salatu salam, by his saying alayhi salam that waladu lil firash fil ahiri jar walil ahiri alum lil firash, the owner of the bed. So if that has the child is affiliate that man, so his name is Ahmad, and the husband of the woman who is the surrogate that is her, that boy will be Ahad is her. So if the owner is sperm, his name is Ismail, the boy will not be Ahmad Ismail. The boy will be related to the owner of the bed upon which that's with mother. But the ruling of what the surrogate mother did is what? Inna. This hadith that read is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-waladu al-firah, the child belongs to bed. Ahiri al-haj, and the fornicious woman, the one is for her. Al-waladu al-firash, the child be bed. Al-Hajar, soon belongs to the adulterous one. The hadith is reported by the Muslim. Said, Fayun Sabul ila Zawj. Child will be affiliated to the man who married a surrogate mother. Fa in ka Zawj, yakuta ubnahu laysa minhu. The husband, this child, no be man. You know it happens. When this wife, she's a sweet mother, they do it, koro. So the man says, this speaking, no be my own. So it begins to become human. The Sheikh al-Mukhallasu lahu an yanfiha nasab. The way out, he will reject the affiliation. It will not be reject. It will not be affiliated. The child will not be said to him. Wa yula anu hadha. The woman to make al-li'an. If one accuses his wife of zina, or doing zina, another man out. But he is not bringing about four evidence, and he reports the case. They will make fat as what?
And
make take it. They will swear and he said, "Wayafsau an nikah. Nikah will break if they give takes an oath that is opposed oath of his surrogate other wife." Do you understand? The nikah comes broken down between the two of them. Wayaqtau nasal walad min az-zawj. So that man that who is the husband, the surrogate mother, they will not be affiliated to him. He is because he has denied and no matiking. So he caught and he has done mula'ana, the woman. His marriage has broken down with that woman. He says, "Yulhaku bi ummi faqat." So the child becomes, you know, alone. When ima bi annahu laysa minhu. If the man knows that this thing, this child is mine, wa bihi, but says, "Yes, I like it like nisbahu min," it's to affiliate to him is established. Wakinahu yaku asiman, but he's a sinner. The man knows that this child is not my child, now surrogate child. He says, "Okay, I agree," because of million. We have seen it before. We agree up. This very thing happened. We were kids then. A rich man, organized something like this. The child became her child. She is also there. Woman, she's a kafir. It was a real case. We saw younger at the time, we were at primary school. On our street, about 2 houses away from our house. It was a case in town. If it happens, the man say, "Yes, I agree, it's my child." Then in that case, that man who is agreeing to an illegal child is a sinner. So his men, his children who are, this man who is accepting the woman, his females, they are going to make him away from this child that her father has accepted illegally in Canazron. It is a male. Why in Canet Unsa, if it is a female that this man has accepted when he knew that it is not his child, he says, so the children have rajuli minha. Children of this man who has only that child for his child. It is best for preaching that male children should not marry that girl. Their father has wrongly taken her his own child. So this is the issue of action and the issues of artificial insemination all together, two babies and surrogate motherhood. These are, they are connected with hadith. The Prophet said alayhi salatu salam, that inna ahadakum yu khalquhu fi batnihi 40 yawman nutfatan yakunu 'alaqatan misla dhalik thumma yakunu lughatan misla dhalik. The other issue we like to relate to a child in the womb, and so in a way connect to this hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, and that is the issue of selecting the sex of a child while the child is in the womb, not trying to know what the child has. Do you understand? You know, they say that men determine the sex of a child. They say we males have two sex determining chromosomes. They refer to them as X and Y, and that they have XX. And when there is copulation, and male chromosomes overpower the female, such that the male donates Y's chromosome, by the permission of Allah, becomes a male child. But if male donates X chromosome, it becomes female, by the permission of Allah. So males determine by Allah's will. What they donate determines what the sex of the child becomes. They donate X chromosome, the child is female. They donate Y chromosome, the child is male. Okay, when they donated these chromosomes, then there is fertilization. Today's sex distribution commences, exchange of genetic materials and all things commence. At time when, before the sex is, before we can see that clearly there is over male has donated X or Y, that's what they to select donation of Y. There are procedures that make the doctors select Y instead of X, or instead of leaving it free will. The procedures. Love. All these things should make understand that the day of Qiyamah is real. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Mankind is asking, will it be possible that Allah raises his hand? Allah says, Allah, he is saying, human being is saying, مَنْ حِلَ عِظَامَ وَهِيَ مِنْ. Who will bring the bones when they are already decayed? Who will bone decayed? Come back to bones. And he is saying that, وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. He had forgotten how he was stated. Allah says, قُلْ سَتُدَحِيهَا أَلَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا وَلَ مَرَّةٍ. The one who created the beginning will bring it back. Of course. To bring about something from nothing is not more difficult to bring about something from something. He says, وَهُوَ بِخَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. He knows the procedure of creation. So if I want to bring you back, I know what I'll do. Let me tell you what every day you see. So he brought other reasons. He said other things in Siyasa. You go to the bush, you pick wood. On them you, and then those who they were wet, they become, you burn them, they become, you burn them, they become wet sometimes. After they had been dry, back to become wet. So all these things show the power of Allah. But the question is, do they not interference? We'll back to that if we have the time. Yes, you say in the land of ilmu sa'a. وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. But had they not known مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ, they do not know مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Because Allah says, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا everything in the womb. It's not everything that they know. Do they know his risk? Do they know how long he will live? Do they know whether he is Sheikh Al-Said? They don't know. Do they know which action he starts with? Whether action of the people of Al-Jannah, he will end up with action of the people of Jahannam. Do they know that one? So they don't know ma fil arham. They know ba'd ma fil arham. So what happens in the womb? Just like tomorrow, ask any one of us, where will happen tomorrow? I'm going to now. Does it mean you know what will happen tomorrow? Do we understand? Yes. So, but even that, you know you will go to the office, but are you sure you go there? Nobody is sure of that one. So that's why they also will say possibilities. But it's artificial insemination, they have between 85% success rate. That when they do, if they do out of 100, between 60 and 80, will. So percentage, that's 100%. The same way they say, but they don't want children to be born. What do they call those? Birth control. They also say possibility. They can't tell you 100%, but the 100% is that of Allah. These things are actually determined by Allah. So they have the ability to select these chromosomes, Y, and then make it to fertilize, exchange, get it exchanged and dominate that woman. So that becomes a male child. So they can select, so to speak, the sex of their child before the child is born. The issue of going to check, you know, that one is something. That's why we try to explain all of what we have said just now. So they say, مَلْ حُكْمُ الشَّرِعِ فِي تَدِيدِ وَاقْتَرِ جِنْسِ الْوَجِ قَبْلَ تَخَلُّكِهِ وَوِلَاتِهِ. This is the ruling, Islamic ruling on determining and actually choosing the sex of a child before it becomes formed. Because after the muga form, Allah says, خَلَّقَتٍ غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقٍ. So it becomes formed or not formed. And don't forget, we had said that angel comes at every stage. Allah, did I destroy it or sustain it? So before this stage, can we select the sex? Can we choose which sex child we want? The scholars say yes, they can select. They say they can select. And from what they said, is that it is just means of getting goodness. In a family, they have 20 girls, a man and a woman. So they need a male child. So please, we want a male child, I like male, give us male. So they can select. And it's from the means, from asbab, and that we have not gotten anything in the Sharia to prohibit sabab. They say, okay, when Nabi Nuh Salam was encouraging his people to, like, exhorting his people to accept Islam and become Muslims, from what he said to them, salatu was salat, he said, فَكُلْ تَغْفِرُوا رَبْكُمْ إِنَّمْ كَانَ غَفَارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرًا وَيُمْدِينَ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. that Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people that, I said, Istaghfiru Rabb, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Innahu kana ghaffar, because he's all forgiving. If you seek forgiveness from him, you receive sama'a alaykum darara. And regularly rains so continuously for you from the heavens. Wa yumdidku amwalin wa banin, and he will make your material, your wealth extensive and your strength. So they say, okay, from the means to seek children is istighfar. That if istighfar is a means to seek children, it means if we know any other means to seek male children, to seek male children, then we should seek, we follow the means. Except we have that proof to indicate that means is a prohibited means. That's from what they have said. From what they said again, is that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Al-Muluh Al-Banuna Zinatul Hayati Dunya in Surah Al-Kahf. And I said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Inna Allah yuhib an yura akaru ni'atihi ala abdihi. That hadith was said by Imam Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi. That Allah likes that the signs of his favor and on his servant. The same verse is sent because we want to be joyful. It says Zinatul Hanya. Allah likes to see signs of his favor. The children are favored. So if I can get that favor, Allah likes to see with me, should it be wrong that I get it? Especially when there is no text that prevents me from getting that in that manner, and that they are zinul hayat dunya. They are nice texts, ornaments, honors from the life of this world. So if there is a way I can get that ornament from the life of this world, and there is no text to say I should not get it in that way, that is prevented. So they say, if I can be prevented, and there is no to say I should be prevented, then it is, I can, that zina, from which is what? Having male children. Give or die. Six or seven evidences. You see, most of them are deductive. But others, no, you can't. That وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ إِنْ سُورَةُ الْمَائِدَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dominion of the heaven and that in between. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates what he likes. Of course, he told us elsewhere, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا. Nasa wa yahabu li yasha uzukura. Iza au yuza wiju mukrana wa ina. Iza wa ya'alu man yasha aqima. You quote that verse to those supports under insemination. Give you a response. They say that after they have done insemination, it does not work. Say ya'alu man yasha aqima. After you have told the means. It's like he says, he also enriches whom like. Allah yarzuku man yasha, Allah yarzuku man yasha bighayri hisab. Does it mean you should not for means of risk? Jalu man yasha wa akima, does it mean you should strike that as akim? You should not look for means of not being akim. But if you look for the means and you get it, say too, jalu man yasha wa akima. Well, that's right, these discussions are free discussions. They are not as if it's not a fatwa session at all. So I try to make it reading and try to educate ourselves. We can go ahead and do some more researches, but some of what you said would be like facts to make us know how and like some giving us background information. That's why we've not been restricted about so certain fatwa number, so that it would be easy, you know, the Iblah. So they say that. So they say, فَإِذَا كَانَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى قَرَادَ جِنْسًا وَتِلْكَ مَشِيئَتُهُ وَلَا يَجُوزُ الْاِعْتِرَادُ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْإِرَادَةِ وَمَشِيئَتُهُ فَالْمَسْأَلَةُ لَهَا تَعَلُّقُ بِالْعِيدَةِ. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described that he has seen that the child should be made, and that is from will and wish, then it is not permissible for anybody to be interfered, trying to change the decision of Allah and will. So that is one that has to be taught our belief. So don't interfere in that creation. That is it. So it's not permissible to select or determine the sex of a child. Please, when we say determine the sex of a child, if we are doing scanning and the child is already 4 months pregnancy, go and check what is their male. That's not what we're talking about. I think we explain what we are talking about, say sex selection. So they mentioned that. So they also say that inna tahakkuma fi jins al-janin naw'un min khalqillah fayumna'u minhu. So to be changing or determining or choosing this of a child is a form of changing what Allah has created. So don't change it. You know, Shaitan in Surah Nisa told us about what he said. That he said, وَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَكَمَنْ تِفُوا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. They will be changing what Allah has created. So the interfering sex child and what it comes, in what form does it come? It's like changing what Allah has created. So don't change Allah has created. Avoid it. Avoid it. So they use it as an evidence to say that it is not possible to interfere, to determine the sex of a child. Like in this author has quoted, and he is Ash-Shaykh Abu Abdullah Ahmad ibn Ahmad al-Isawi. The title of the book is Ithafu Uli al-Bab, the Kuki Tifi Ahkamihi, Fi Su'ali Nawab. Of the book is talking about the child, and the rulings of Sharia that affects the child. So what he did is, he went to the books of the scholars earlier and later, and compiled their power from beginning of, why should we have children? So he started then, the child is being very, very modern in his approach, because he's quoting all these sources, reaching all these maps. So we are just reading his work. So he said that Abdurrashid Qasim has had perhaps a research. If I'm not mistaken, he had mentioned that one of the best works that he had read on some of these issues is that the summary of research work after detailed study, because all of these issues we are discussing, they are not issues of just look at it in 2 days and then you have a position. No, there are issues that over time it requires a lot of study of issues of usul, issues, verses of the Quran, thinking deeply about it, what the meaning of the companions to, and seeing from where evidence can be deduced and all. It's something that takes a lot of time. That we make it so just reading what some of us have attained from their search works. So he said the title of the book, Yaru Jinsil Janin. So someone wrote a whole book on that, choosing the sex of a child. Research work. I think it's PhD work in one of the departments of Sharia in the Muslim world. He said this researcher said that أَظْهَرُ لِي وَاللَّهُ أَلَمْ What adds to me allows that أَنَّ الاستفادة من الوسائل المعينة لاختيار جنسين في حالة الأولى جائز. What appears evidence most important to me is that it is permissible from the first stage to select or determine the sex of the child. وتركها and not to do رضا قضاء الله وقدره فهو أفضل. But not to do it, be pleased with what Allah decides for you is the best. Kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, wa bima qasama Allahu laka takun ala nas. Pleased with what Allah has determined for you. Takun ala nas. You be from the chest of people. And this was reported by Imam Tirmidhi. The hadith of Abu Hurairah. It's a wonderful hadith. One day Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet said, من يأخذ مني خبرا ويعمل بها ويعلم من يعمل بها. Who will take 5 words from me, act upon them, and teach the one who will act upon it? Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه قل أنا يا رسول الله. I said myself رسول الله. And then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said فأخذني بيدي. The Prophet held him by his hands. عد خمسا فقال. The Prophet counted 5 things, saying that اتق محارم تكن ناس. Run away from prohibited matters. Anything that Allah prohibits, run away from it. Takun abadan nas. You be from the most devout of the servants of Allah. Haram, any haram, run away. Allah will like. You be so, you be devoted servant to Him in reverence. So He says, takun maharim, run from prohibited matters. Takun abadan nas. In other words, wa bima qamallahu laka takun agna nas. Please with what Allah gives you. You will be from the richest of people. Those people who don't approach people to borrow money from them, they always look at as rich. Yes. So don't always rely on the people. Be pleased with what I'm giving you. You know you walk 29, please with it. If you are pleased with it, takun agna nas. You from the richest of men. It says, wa ahibba linasi ma tuhibbu nafsika takun mu'min. Like for others what you like for yourself. You be mu'min. It says, وَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِتَكُمْ مُسْلِمْ. If you be a nice Muslim, be nice to your neighbor, be a nice Muslim. He now said, وَا تُكْسِرُ الضَّحْ. Don't be laughing all the time. Inna kasrata kitumitul qalb. Because much laughter destroys that. Today, unfortunately, most will buy VC of laughter. Deep it and be laughing. And kill their souls. So when they hear Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, let's quickly finish this episode. Because they are dead from those laughs they are watching. We ask Allah to save us from that evil. So all that has to do with selecting sex before birth. In fact, before sex determination. Before natural sex determination. So the sex be determined. Because there are no clear cut verses indicate their impermissibility. They are from myth to achieving what Allah encouraged us about. That is children, having male children. I mean, in fact, some of the scholars say that if a man has a number of male children, he doesn't have any male child, he will have terms of having to travel with each of the male children, each of the few children every time any of them have to travel. But if you have male children too, they can travel and they can travel too. That is from the need that can make a man to like to have male children. That's not to say Islam in any way dislikes that a man has female children. Of course, in fact, in other cases, it may be that the man has a lot of male children and there is nobody to assist the mother in assisting the home, care, cook the home, cook, wash the plate, do things women do. So the man may need female children. It's not only male children that we may have a need, we may also have for female children. Allah Allah. Abortion. Ijhad. Ijhab in Arabic, English is abortion. That someone, of course, that's after the stage of ijma, but for delivery on. So whatever is done when the fetus is removed from, either by woman or through other process from the womb of the woman, then with abortion has occurred. So what does the Sharia say about abortion? Said that وَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ الْفُقَهَا عَلَى تَحْرِيمِ الْإِجْحَابِ بَعْدَ نَفْخِ الرُّوحِ فَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ الْعُلَمَاءُ الْفُقَهَا عَلَى تَحْرِيمِ الْإِجْحَابِ بَعْدَ نَفْخِ الرُّوحِ. The scholars agreed on the prohibition of aborting a pregnancy after life is blown into it. That is after many days. After 40 days, after 20 days, after 20 days, or 40, when is life going into the 30s? 40 days or 120, the first 120 days. Because we have said that the riwayah nutfatan is authentic. That's why all those learned discussion last week, that it is affirmed that nutfatan occurs in hadith. So if it is taken that the nutfatan does not occur in the hadith in 40s, that is authentic. Allah, if nutfatan occurs in that hadith authentically from authentic sources, so it's after 120 days. We'll see it, Allah will see them totally. Inshallah. So he said, وَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ الْفُقَهَ عَلَى تَحْرِيمِ الْإِجْحَابِ بَعْدَ نَفْخِ الرُّوحِ. The scholars of Islamic jurisprudence agreed that it is prohibited that someone abs a pregnancy after life is blown it. That is after the first 120 days, because he said, "In ahadakum yujma ulkuhu fatni ummihi a'ina yawman fatan fosfat nutfa sum kunu alaqatan misla dhalik." Another 40 days. 8. Summa yakunu alaqan summa yakunu mutan misla dhalik. Comes muzga for a such period, 20 days. Now says, "Summa yursalu ilayhi al-mal'un." Don't forget, we said, "Nafkhu ar-ruh and kitaba." Which one comes first? Kitaba comes first, nafkhu ar-ruh. So the malaika and write nafku and kitaba comes first. Sumrusalu ilayhi al-ma fayanfu fihi ar-ruh and kitaba comes first. Because this hadith reading, don't forget, we have said that apparently it as if kitaba comes second. But the riwayah of Imam Bukhari makes it clear that kitaba comes first before nafku ar-ruh. So the life is blown in it. The Quran is written. So after the first 120s, it is not permissible to abort a pregnancy. After the first 20 days, it is not permissible. We are coming to details, inshallah. It is not permissible to abort a pregnancy. And this is by the consensus of scholars of Islamic students. If amma qabl nafkhi fa fihi khilaf. But before the 120s, there is a different opinion. The author says, wala yabdu li wallahu a'lam. It is apparent to me, Allah knows best, is annahu ayajuzu sadu nutfati hiya aslul wal, is that it is permissible to destroy the nutfa, the zait, which is the foundation for having the child, illa li udrin shar'iyyin, except for a serious, udrin shar'iyyin, serious difficulty that the Sharia recognizes. Li udrin shar'iyyin, a difficulty that comes upon the one, the Sharia recognizes as a difficulty. قال الإمام ابن جوزي الإمام ابن جوزي في كتاب أحكام النساء in his أحكام النساء said page 108 to 109 he says لما كان موضع النكاح لطلب الولاء ليس من كل ما يكون الولاء إذا he says while bearing in mind that موضوع that from the basic reasons of marriage is having children وليس من كل ما and it is not every ejaculation that a man has that children come from فَإِذَا تَكَوَنَا when a child comes from ejaculation, do you understand? He is saying, you have to meet your wife all the time, you late, you do so many things, the child will come. When it now comes, it says, فَإِذَا تَكَوَنَا when the fusion now occurs, and there is fertilization, it says, فَحَصَلَ الْمَقْسُودِ one of what we intended before marriage, do you understand? Which is, child has come. He says, فَأَمُّدُ إِسْقَاهِ مُخَالَفَةً لِمُرَادِ الْحِكْمِ إِلَىٰ أَنَّهُ He said, فَقَدْ حَصَلَ الْمَقْسُودِ What we wanted has. He said, فَتَأَمُّدُ إِلْهِ To now intend to destroy these virtues. مُخَالَفَةٌ is a contradiction. Acting away لِمُرَادِ الْحِكْمَةِ From what we had read. The wisdom we had married for in the place. إلا أنه إذا كان ذلك في أول الحمل. He said, except if it is at the beginning of the pregnancy thing. It has not ended there. He says, وَقَبْخِ الرُّوحِ And before soul is blown into, that is the first 120 days. فَإِذَا He says, قَبْلَ الرُّوحِ And before the soul is blown into it. He says, وَلَا نَفْخِ الرُّوحِ Before the soul is blown into it, فِيهِ إِسْمٌ كَبِيرٌ There is great sin in the soul. Do we understand? Before soul is blown into it, فيهم كبير to destroy the pregnancy is great لأن مطرق الكمال وصار إلى تمام because that God is going it is going ahead developing from one age to another leading to end do you understand so it is not permissible to cut off that movement that spontaneous movement don't cut it off leave it let go he says إلا أنه أقل إثما except it seems lesser من the knock off his roof from this lesser than this one which occurs after the soul has been betrayed. فَإِذَا تَعَمَّدْتَ إِسْقَاطْ مَا فِيهِ الرُّوحِ If you now deliberately abort a child that soul has been blown in it, that is after the 1 day, it says كَانَ قَتْلِ meaning it's like killing a bear. Soul is blowing, now kill it. وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَإِذَا أُوْدَتُ سُئِي بِأَيِّ ذَنْبِ قُتِلَتْ Those souls that are buried will be asking on the day of Qiyamah, be zambin kutilat, what was my sin which you killed me? You know, the pre-Islamic times, the Arabs used to bury their female children alive. So they once called maw'uf. So what is buried? What is dead? So some of the scholars have said, the fact that the child is in the womb is also concealed. So when you kill that child, it will also ask you on the day of Qiyamah. Be zambin kutilat. For what reason, for what sin did I... Did you kill? What sin did you kill my life? So after the first 120 days, the Ijma al-Fuqaha ka nukila huna, with the consensus, based on the consensus of the Fuqaha assertion here, it's permissible to destroy a pregnancy after the life been blown into it. This is for the position of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih Halud, alayhi rahmatullah. This is when some of the scholars say that before the soul is blown to it, The reason why it is lesser is because the soul has not been blown into it. So what it requires to destroy, to abort it before the soul is blown into it, is lesser. You understand? We cannot steal, you know, like one, the life already blown into it. So it would mean that extent of the difficulty that will come up to a woman that can make her destroy a pregnancy before 120 is lesser than the difficulty that can come upon her after 120 days. Because Allahu Alam, it appears that most Sunnian is that even after 120 days, when it is lightning, after something happened, the pregnancy can be terminated. We mentioned that, inshallah. And that's not part of life that da'ima. Even when people like Sheikh Hussein so say no, the life, even when the life of a woman is threatened, the pregnancy should not be aborted. He is saying, like others are saying too, you don't have a guarantee that the child threatens the mother. So if you kill the child, the mother will live. There is a guarantee. You kill the child, you abort the child, saying that the mother is threatened, she will live. After you have killed the child, you can't guarantee that. The only one who can guarantee is Allah. So there is no surety. And they are also saying, you cannot also take a life to save life. They are both lives and have rights. And the other life, the life of the child, Allah says, like it says about the mother too, "Wa taqtulu nafsa allati harrama Allah illa bil haqq." They say, is it haqq? Because the haqq is mentioned in the Sharia. "Umirtu aqatila an-nasa hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." فَإِذَا قَالُوا ذَلِكَ عَصَمُوا مِنِّي. From it is that they make shahada, they are Muslim. This child won't be say Muslim. And he now said again, إِلَّا بِحَقِّ. The riwayah that Abu Bakr used to the people of Zakah, and it's not liable to Zakah. So for what reason will you tell? وَلَا تَقْتُلُ نَفْسَ الْحَرَمَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. What is the haqq that wants to make you kill child because mother? They all say that when two people are traveling, a man and his, they are traveling, and they're both hungry about it, will the man kill her to eat? Or will the man kill his son to eat because he's hungry? And that even when one of them dies, is it possible for the other to eat the flesh of that one is dead? So if it is not possible even for life that's existing, it is the same life. So it's a very strongly discussed. But some will say, okay, yes, the child has a life and the woman has a life. But the life of the woman and the life of the fetus for the life and the right of this woman. Do you understand? The life of the fetus, the rights of the fetus, follow the life and the rights of this one. So it means she has greater grasp of life and rights than the fetus. And that if they decide which one of them have to take, then it would mean that we will take that of the woman and leave that of the child. But the other issue comes that, are you sure that if you take the life of the child, the woman leaves? Why not leave the matter to the one who gives takes life? Don't interfere. So it's a serious matter. Allahu Alam. It's a serious one. From after 120, but before 20 days, where if the life of man is threatened, you can take the pregnancy because the life is not blown to it at the time. So that is it? I think it's easy. Before 120 days, the mother's life is threatened. You are sure that it is threatened. Okay, take that. Take that one because there's no life in it. At least from the point of view of the Sharia. Because some of the science will say that there is finite. That's why there is fruit. You see, the cells are still alive. They are not alive. All those mayors, those things will not be formed. But the fact is that the Sharia makes us understand that yunfakhu fi ar-ruh, and that is what man, from the spiritual arms. Yes, man is composed of two things, physical and spiritual. It does in sort of thought. So that's some easy, but study 120 days, it's a difficult matter. That even those who say that it is possible, they say that you must be sure from a series of medical tests carried by people whose knowledge and deen is tried before we say it can go and take the life of the child for the mother to exist. Even when Allahu Akbar, It's a difficult, it's a serious matter because you can't, you want, there are questions that are posed to other people that we may not be able to find response to, such as that. Are you sure that if you kill the fetus, the mother will leave? Leave the matter to the one giving the two of them life. So the others now say, okay, but we leave the child to live and we leave the mother to live. And the mother dies. What will happen to the child? They say it's simple. Sheikh Femi was even saying that it's simple now than ever. That because there are procedures now, easily in the 5-10 minutes, you can separate the living child from the dead mother. The other people say in Moses, even after separation, the child may not live. That the procedures may not sound enough to support the life of man. But we know that procedures are advanced by the day. So these are what the discussion have come from left and right. Allahu alam. But for a person who aborts a prank because I'm a salary and my salary is small, my mother doesn't want me pregnant now. People even now take life of fetus because my mother, the child, we have to kill as if the mother has given life to the fetus. And things like this, people say so many flimsy things now. And the matter even concerns the life of the mother. Now, it's difficult to say which one is should we do. Or is encouraged, or is permissible. Talk less of for all these reasons. So these reasons are flimsy reasons. I'm a low salary now. Allah is nahnu narzukuhum. Nahnu narzukuhum wa ikum. We are the one who is a min dabbin fil ardi illa ala Allahi rizku. Ya alamu mustaraha wa mustaudaha. So don't forget, the cat risk, he is there. They have written his own, so don't worry. He's not coming to share your risk. He's come with his own reason. So don't kill. Don't kill child. Let them. For all those flimsy, low salary, and many people in alternative that they've gone to Planned Parenthood of Nigeria. And the illnesses they have gotten from those planning, some of them are worse than the pains of carrying pregnancy for which they will be rewarded. Yes. There is no safe mode, as they say. There is no Planned Parenthood, as they say, except has adversity. Anyway, this one is from Encyclopedia. I'm not a medical term. But they say, anyway, to say there is no method except has. There are even some then that can make the woman go insane. Instantaneously, she will go mad in the house. Sometimes she can be mad too. Give her this laugh. Brothers are around. Because she doesn't want to be pregnant. Now some others that can get to bleed profusely. She will just be bleeding left. Why are you running away? Don't say the Prophet said, Allah will really create what he will. Why do you want to kill yourself? Allah will still create what he will create. Some people have been meeting their wives. It's possible to cut their semen in a cup and tell their wives to put herself and then they point to her so that she can be pregnant, but Allah has not permitted it. So you Allah permitted you, and you say you want to kill it. One of the greatest of injustices anybody can do. Allahu Allah. That is about abortion. Now, the time is fine. We have two other serious issues, or three, or four. If a child is deformed in the womb of the mother, what should you do? The deformed child. Deformed child in the womb of the mother. What are we going to do? Because there are tests today, this generation, wonderful generation. They are just covering everything. Just today, they are thinking that how do these phones work? I was just thinking this. Somebody is just going to see somebody in the U.S. or somebody say 8 hours. They go to pay 8 hours, 8 30 hours. This is just do a call, paying like this. Hello, salam alaikum. You be talking at the same time. She's hearing. You are hearing or hear him. The both parties are hearing themselves. We know exchange rates and all this, but it's just that Allah give us the palm to do it. Karamna bani Adam. And that was the ring there. Else the discovery that would not be done. Allah just say, I will do it, but be sure that I will raise you up. Because if you that are created do that, what about me who created you? So all those things part the issues of iman. Unfortunately, the people do it and it to the matters of. if you can ask somebody from Dubai without what connection, is there anywhere on your phone that runs to Dubai? Why don't you think that when you say Allah hears even when it's above in heaven? Why don't you think that Allah does that? Why will you deny the punishment if you can do this? Someone was telling us today, he's living there. He said, if you phone, you stand, you are phoning the police, know where you made the fall, the spot. Is it? In one of the trial cases in one of the southwestern states, they not bring the conversation between chairman of trial and the state governor. Yeah. The discussion between chairman of tribunal, when arranging the millions, who will win the... The tribunal, you said this, okay. So if you can do that, can't Allah bring back of what you have said on Kiyama? He even told you, do not say anything except there are people watching and taking records. So why do you doubt that? So this must be, if there are people who should have a lot of iman, based on human thinking, it is people of this generation. Unfortunately, the fasikun, many people are fusk. If a foot is deformed and the way, I think this time is finished. So really, the child is deformed and it is confirmed that the child is really deformed. Some scholars say that if it is 100 and the first 120 days, it can be moved because it will bring difficulty, they gave reasons and fetus can be removed. But one of the doctors from the Jamia Al-Malik Abdulaziz King Abdulaziz University in Riyadh, he is saying that in Jeddah, he is saying that it may not be possible to termine these deformations before the 420 days. Is it true? So that aspect, if it is before 1 day, leave it aside. The scholars say no, knowledge can advance tomorrow such that we are able to determine it. They say so, leave it like that. It's there. Leave tomorrow. They come and say, oh, there's instruments they can import. Say, leave me like that. Maybe for 120 days, yes. But after 120 days, life is blown into it. Allah talk to you, Nasleti, Harallahu Illam. Do not take soul that Allah has said and honored X for a right. The question is that the soul is deformed. Is it a right for you to kill this? Do you understand? The reason, is it a reason for you to kill this, that the soul is deformed? Is it a right? Is it a right for you to destroy this because the soul is deformed? So in excessive discussions, they say that things like this are not permissible. And they quote the hadith that's reported by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa said, لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم يشهد ان لا اله الا الله وان رسول الله الا احدى ثلاث. It is not permissible to take the life of anyone who testifies that I sworn on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his messenger. Of course, the children in the womb testify that. Don't ask, testify, they are Muslims. Even if the father is a kafir. There's kullu mawlidin yuladu ala al-fitrah. It is their parents who turn them to whatever becomes the fitrah is Islam. Is لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم يشهد ان لا اله الا الله واني رسول الله الا باسم ثلاث. It is not permissible to take the life the one who testify that none deserves to do it except Allah and that I am Allah's messenger except in one of three cases. As-sayyib al-zani, somebody who is married and affiliated in a marriage who now commits adultery. It is right to take such persons. Wanaf bin nafs. Someone who kills somebody, it's right to kill persons. Wattaku lidinihi al-muhariku lil-jama'ah. And the one who leaves Islam, abandoning the group of Muslims, kill him. He says, man badala dinahu uqtuluhu. The one who changes his religion, kill him. So, an adult who commits zina, the child in the womb, that you think you should destroy his life, did it commit zina? It nafs to the nafs. Did the child kill somebody? Kill. Or did the child leave Islam? So this is the reason he says la bil haqq wa tulu nafs allati haram Allah ila al haqq. What is the haqq which will make you this? so-called deformed child. So, and then we should understand some of these things makes them to occur from his hikmah, from his divine. So we should have some of these things like that. Someone says the child has a liver that is stronger than it should be. So any person who has that kind of liver lives and lives in difficulty. They have to be running so and running so. If you give birth to one, Allah may not keep run anything. Though. You understand what I'm saying? If you give birth to a child, it's like this in the womb. If you give birth to the child is sick like this. You give birth to that one, that don't sick like that. Though. Allah just wants to make you understand that those postulates are not definite. They are exceptions to the rule. Yes, we said that is from the sexual ourselves of men and women. What of that of Nabi Isa? Is it from men and women? Yeah? Hawa, is it from man and woman? Our grandmother, is it also from her? Is it from men and women? Nabi Isa, is it also from men and women? Feel it. If you don't have a reason to take a life, don't take a life. Because the life will ask you on the day of Qiyamah. What did I do for which you killed? That is far sense. There are similar other issues that we would have too. Because read those ones up in other books, inshallah. All of these just trying to bring benefit from the hadith of Abdullah Mas'ud. That he said that Hadassi As-Sadiqul Masduq, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the truthful one, who is believed. And when Allah promised the Prophet, he fulfilled the promise. That's another meaning of Masduq. Allah fulfilled the promise he gave to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that he said, salatu wasalam, that inna ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu fi batni ummihi arra'ina yawman nutan thumma yakunu alaqatan mithalik thumma mudghatan mithalik thumma yunfakhu fihi ar-ruh thumma yursalu ilayhi al-malak fayan fihi ar-ruh wa yu'maru bi arba kalimat bi kadri rizqihi wa ajalihi wa amalihi wa shaqiyyun aw sa'id wa wallahi alladhi la ilaha ghayruh وإن أحدكم لا يعمل عمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة عمل أهل النار فيدخلها وإن أحدكم لا يعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخلها أو البخاري مسلم. I think most other parts of the hadith we have tried to bring one of the benefits from them. أقول ما أقولها وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. عليكم السلام. Doctor, you want to ask me a question? I will run. Okay, go on. Inshallah. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Okay. Okay. A woman does not do. She has not. She's not seen a baby. Yeah, scholars have mentioned that one of what actually stops breastfeeding is pregnancy. It's mentioned in some of the fatwas here that pregnancy actually in this dries up the breast milk. Now, if that happens, cannot get another person to breastfeed the child, then the pregnancy will be terminated before the first 3 months. That is before the first 120 days. 120 days is 3 months. Before the first fourth of the pregnancy, it's a valid reason to terminate. If it dries up, not if it will dry, if it actually dries it up, and we cannot find a nursing mother, this is one of the sunnah that we have thrown away now. People don't give people their child to nursing us now. So, then it's common at the time of the Prophet Muhammad. And it was said that from one of what by which Allah gave a lot of intelligence to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his drink from the breast milk of that was it seriously intelligent one. Halib breastfeed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because feeding impacts the child breastfeeding breast the kind of breast milk and its content the person the genetic composition of the person gives the breast milk it affects the child So that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means intelligence and smartness of Halima breastfed him alayhi salatu wasallam. So if you know women who are intent like that, she says, woman, mashallah, her kind is known. In terms of, there is a brother like that. If it's here, I would have wanted that my children get breastfed, that kind of person. But the boy is dead now. If it's memorizing Quran, read it only one time, that's all. One time. I have asked him, say, how do you say I don't know? One day his mother, they took him to the, he was rushed to the hospital. So they forgot the car with which they would trace their father. His mother was running again, he said, I remember. He told him, they went and checked it, what he said. Did you memorize? He said, did you memorize? Did they write it? It's in my head. He said, I never read it here except that it remained in my mind. He said, someone doesn't like to read something because it remains. I did one day, some brothers are battling with Microsoft. They want to install Microsoft Word XP. They're battling, they put the code. He said, bring it. Why? Brother, he started, once, he did not answer like this. The program started. I said, Malan, did you memorize this thing? He said, no, it was the folder that he bought the software. He is on his own system. From then it was mine. I said, look, let me tell you, if it were that not memorized the Quran, I would have said what you did now is haram. Mm-hmm. But his hand is in his head. He's dead. May Allah forgive brother. Very, very intelligent brother. So if his hand were to be a woman, people like that are not fine these days. If he were to be a woman, breastfeeding, your child is breastfeeding, and he just runs, I would say, he's carrying my children, they are breastfeeding. So things like this are rare now. You know, everybody on his own Boko kind of life. You build one house, mold one fence, everybody is going, you come out, money, you go in the world, come. Kind of isolated, interesting, life tiring, life existence. That kind of existence, please. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Wa alaykum as-salam. They will name the child or anything. If the Muslims that took the child, they name the child Abdullah. They will not affiliate the child to anybody. No, there is not their child. So it becomes wrong for women to bear the name of their husband's father. A man is Ahmad ibn Ibrahim. He marries a wife. They are saying that Mrs. is the wife of. No problem. So the boy's, the man's name, the husband's name, Ahmad Ibrahim. So if Mrs. actually means the wife, should not be Mrs. Ahmad Ibrahim? But people be Mrs. Ibrahim. No, it's wrong. If by what go, they should, by what is claimed they go, they should say Mrs. Ahmad. They should not say Mrs. Ibrahim. That's a mistake in that. They should relate women to their husbands, not to the fathers of their husbands. Allah says, "Udohum li abahim, who are aqfu inda Allah." The best is even that you lead the woman to her father. The woman to her father. Don't miss anything. And above all, those with whom we know this is sweet are not Muslims. Do you understand? It's culture of a group of people, those people are not Muslims. Even when we try to find a way of it in the Sharia. Allahu Akbar. Salam. So the child will not be affiliated to those people that sit up. Rather, they are affiliated to itself. You have its name, Allah, Asad, Abdullah, anything. Allahu Akbar. The rings are up there. Allah knows whether I rain or not. But I would have suggested stop it here, inshallah. Perhaps next week, we'll ask questions. People can go back to destinations for Salat al-Rib. Bismillah. Akul ma'akul hadha wa akhirullahi wa lakum.